analysis of short fiber content in dual beard cotton samples.
Okay. Thank you, Murat. We used to be colleagues, I mean, a few months ago. So, my name is Bugao Xu. I'm the third author here. The first author was one of the visiting PhD students who worked with me 2 years ago in University of Texas, Austin. We did this preliminary research, developed some theory about based on the dual beer fibrogram. And then I moved to University of North Texas about a few months ago, and he returned to China. So he and his classmate and a major professor in the Donghua University helped us did experimental tests. So that's how this project was evolved. Okay, let me describe a little bit about the dual beer sample. Yeah, this is not new because there are already systems being used here. What we did is this: we can take a raw cotton or take a sliver, and then use the draft, one of the hand drafting device, to make a even more a straightened parallel sliver in the size of 20 centimeter by 5 centimeters sample. And then based upon that, we randomly choose maybe roughly at the center position a clipping line, using very narrow edged clamp. So clamp the cotton sliver right here, and then comb the sliver in both ways to remove the loose floating fibers. So all the fibers left should be clamped along that line. So this sample, yeah, this is what we call the dual beer because there are two tapered ends for our use. Before this, I think the single, what we call the single beard sample, right, been used for many years. The theory, the fibrograph theory, was presented by Professor Hertel in 1930s, right. After that, and many people contribute to that theory, right. Now, HVI, and a few years ago, like Schaffner has a scanner system also. Yeah, they were based upon the single beer fibrograph. The fibrograph, there are two kinds. One is the aligned, the baseline, really the aligned fibers from baseline, right, and then they leave the free end, right, all the way to the stretch out to one end. So there is one baseline. That's the precise fibrograph we use. But it's aligning fibers, right, on the on the baseline is a very tedious work, and take a lot of time. So the HVI and the other machines right now just randomly, right, clip the samples and pull out, and then use that as a beard samples. But if that's the case, because of clamp, right, there is always fiber entangled, some fibers maybe multiple past the clamp line. Right, Li Yang Cui, right? His group, he presented this to talk about this problem almost every time before his retirement in the past. Talking about this has a lot of influence on the measurement, especially on the short fiber content. Short fiber, so that's why HVI actually starts at half inch, right? Some distance from the baseline to go, because information here is just not valid. So that's why I said if we can have like a dual beer, so we don't have to align the fibers, right? And then all the fibers being straightened, and short fiber, long fiber, they're all contained in the beer. So that's the ideal. So this is what, as I described, what we try to do. And this is a dual samples put on the one desktop scanner, which we started with. The purpose is to eliminate the fiber alignment. There are no right, just randomly clip on that, and then eliminate the entanglement. And also, the sample were right, complete contained all fibers. So hopefully, we can get the true distribution. Yeah, there is an article talking about how to justify transmitting image of a beer sample, right? That relate to the density or number of the fibers, right? So this is there's an article talk about that. So I'm not gonna say that, but we can understand if the sample is not too thick, right? So the transmitting light should reflect to the amount of fibers along those lines. So that's that's the basic the physics behind. we use the desktop scanner to scan this. See the in the center, that's a clamp line, right? It's the darkest point, and then towards both end, the image becomes brighter and brighter because the fiber becomes thinner and thinner, right? So we accumulate those lines, just vertically accumulate those lines, and then draw those profile. So this is a fibrogram. And they use this, right? That should reflect to the relative fiber content, fiber numbers, fiber content at different scanning line, right? So this is the fiber distribution that reflects the density function, right? Relative density function of the fibers along those lines. So how to extract the information, right? The length information out of the dual beer sample, right? We develop a theory. Oh, by the way, I have to say this. Okay, there is a beer dual beer machine, right? I think a German machine. It's called a length control, right? Being used for a number of years. But has anybody find or read any theoretical work? What's the theory behind it, right? If you do, I mean, please let me know. So, but as far as we know, right, at this moment, so this is something we have not seen there any report on that. So this is why we are curious about it. We want to, explore the theory on that. And also there is the few people before us also use this. Use the dual beer sample to do this, but their approach is that they just divide the dual samples into two single sample, a single beer images. So still they still work on the half of this half of either use half right half or left half for fibrograph, but we want to use the complete, like a bell shape, fibrograph. So this the method, okay, or mechanism we call the iterative separation is a virtual separation. We're not going to really separate. Right? There's no real separation to be done. The iterative means this. This is the clamping line, the central line. This is half of the short fiber, like threshold, any threshold. In the US, we use the half inch, right? It's a 12.7 millimeter, right? Threshold. I'll set on this. The other line should be, we can set on the other side too. Just do one line here first. Yeah, just imagine there is a clamping line here and pull fiber away, right? So we'll get a sub beard samples like this. And then do the same thing on the other side. Right? Pull it away. Right? What's left? wasn't ever should be short fibers, right? By definition, based upon the threshold we use, right? You use the half alpha on this way and a half alpha on the other way. So whatever within will be short fiber, right? So if we can check using the information, the grayscale information here, grayscale distribution information here, we probably can estimate what's left here. Okay, that's the first separation, virtual separation. However, in the first sub beer, there could be short fibers too, right? There's no guarantee. And then the same thing in the other half. So the separation can be continued. So we can continue to separate by moving the threshold. See, the threshold before is half alpha, now we move to 3/4, half, increase another quarter on this way. Okay, other way. And on the other side, also shift towards the center line. So we always keep two threshold line at the same threshold, to the same threshold. So therefore, the distance between this line and this line will be the threshold for short fibers, right? You shift this way. And then just imagine you clamp this line, pull this sub-beer away again, right? And then pull this one again, and then there's something left right between those lines. So that's short fibers too, at different locations. We can keep doing this. This can be iterated, right? Many times. As many times as you want, based upon the accuracy you want to achieve. So eventually, once this hit on the top the beer, you won't have the short fibers anymore, right? That's the limit of that. So that's the what we call the basic principle of our separation theory. Yeah, this is another illustration of what I just said, right? This process can continue to n step, right? To n step. So each step you will get two sub beers, and another sub beers contain only one sub beer contains short fiber, right? The other two can be further divided again, right? Using the threshold, same threshold but moving threshold location, right? Okay, so based upon this mechanism, we can calculate from the dual beer fiber graph, we can calculate the possibility or the short fiber content. Here I just use the same uniform fiber lengths. Just give you easier to understand. If the fibers are all the same length, right? The first clamp is here, the second clamp is right there. So you pull away means in the first beer you won't have short fibers part anymore, right? In the same thing on the other side. Right, on this side, you won't have the short fibers anymore. So this one, from the fiber graph, this part is are the part for the short fiber contents. Okay, so we have the fiber graph for the first beer, and the fiber graph for the second sub beer, like this. And then we can calculate the fiber content. In the center means that's a central line, right? That's this is the probability or the number of the fibers. That's the whole fiber, total fibers, right? The clamp, because we do the combing. The combing then remove the floating fibers. All the fibers must be clamped at the central line at this point. So this is what, since we did the normalization, so we put in it's just one, unit one here. Okay, after we moved the clamp line to half threshold here. So this, and the clamp line here, that's the number of the fibers in the first sub-beer. Right? Because just imagine we clamp the fiber here. We clamp the beard here. You pull away, the number of fibers, right, being clamped. So this is the total, the maximum number in the first beard. Right? And this would be the number of the fibers in the second beard. However, some fibers may cross both thresholds. See? Cross the threshold longer than threshold, the longer fiber being clamped. It can be clamped by this one, and it can be clamped by the left clamp line. So if you pull away this, and the second time you pull away, so maybe in the number of the fibers, it may be double counted, like those thicker red line will be double counted. So we need to minus this. So when we count the number of fibers in the second sub-beard, we need to minus fibers in the first sub-beard at the same location here. Right? Otherwise, it would be double counted. Okay. So, what's the short fiber content? Are the fibers on left? All the fibers on left are the total fiber at the beginning. Should minus the fibers in the first sub beard, and the minus fibers in the second beard. Okay, right. So that's what we calculate the number of the short fibers in the first separation. Yeah, that separation. Yeah, based on the same thing, we can repeat again. Right. So we can do the same thing. The total short fiber content will be short fiber content in the first separation. And in the two sub-beard, that will be further separated, right? One is on the right side, the other one on the left side. So that's why there is two added together. And this two can be further separated, it will becomes the other two. So this is the kind of iterative equation, and then we can calculate the short fibers in the subcategory like this, and add them together will come out with this information. I mean this formula, okay? And if we normally if we try the separation, I think the typical one we use where we use is five. Five is enough. We did some experiment. We picked 18 different fibers, different cut, right, being measured by APHIS. And then here, first is the repeatability. We test the two samples multiple times, five times. With the APHIS, first of all, there are pretty variations, just 8%. Okay, my time is almost over, right? Okay. So we think it's a pretty repeatable different time, and then let's also compare with the APHIS. The correlation is pretty very good. We also did a t-test. There's no significant difference at the level of the 0.01. So conclusion is the dual beer sample is much simpler, and contain the more complete fiber information, and the iterative separation explain how the five short fiber being calculated pretty reasonably, and then the preliminary results also showed pretty good. We are doing more tests on this, so hopefully we can report more, and our next job is to develop a designated instrument, right? So therefore, the separation, the combing, and the clamping, it seems like it's going to require some manual work. Based upon some literature I have, the length control, the German machine, it takes 10 minutes. It's 10 minutes to measure one sample. also. Even with automate, you provide you feed the sniper in, and then you get the results. Still need 10 minutes. So my time is up, right? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.